by Lance West. And again, the Lady Bulldogs with a record of 12-7 on the year. Pretty good crowd out for a Thursday night of basketball here at the Thayer High School Gym. Thayer Lady Bobcats take the floor, coached by Cecil Meyer. It'll be Maddie Donahue to jump it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And number 23, Shayla Wages, for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs, and the Lady Dogs control the tip. They'll bring it into the front court with Donnelly. Donnelly swings it on the right side, got it down to Wages, trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut her off. She'll swing it outside and around the horn to Strain on the left side wing. Back out on top for McKenzie. McKenzie swings it back to the left. That is where Strain got it on the wing. She'll hand it off to McKenzie. McKenzie swings it on the right side to Shayla Wages. Wages trying to make a move. Looking from the warm-up, she is the best player for Gainesville. She fires a deep three, and it's good. Number 23 from way downtown hits a three. Shayla Wages for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs in Gainesville. On top by Atrey. Lady Bobcats with her on the other end, working around the perimeter of a 1-3-1 zone employed here by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Here's Maddie Curley going to the rack for the Lady Bobcats. She gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Maddie Curley with a good move to the left. He's going to be fouled by number 11, Deborah Winrod. First foul of the night against the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Maddie Curley, number two. Starter for a long time here at Thayer High School, making it her senior year, and she hits the free throw. I mentioned in the pregame, Maddie has been playing extremely well over the last couple of weeks. Scoring well above, and I think averaging well above 20 points a game for these Thayer Lady Bobcats, and she hits the second free throw. So her first 2 points tonight, we got a one-point game, 1 minute into the first quarter. Gainesville bring it up the other way. Thayer will sit back in a 1-3-1 zone, make Gainesville go over the top. Donnelly's got it for Gainesville, puts up a shot, no good. That was Wages, actually. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats control the rebound. Avery Pierce got it in the front court, gives over to the left side for Maddie Curley. Back out front to Avery Pierce. Now going high post to Maddie Donahue. She takes it to the basket and scores. Maddie Donahue gives the Lady Bobcats an early one-point lead at 4-3. Donahue had a huge game here last Thursday night in the Lady Bobcat win in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Lady Bobcats first action since then. And a Gainesville Lady Bulldog. They swing it around the horn, going down inside. Shot is blocked by Katie Wade. And here comes Thayer with the rebound. Johnson, Kelly, gives over to Avery Pierce. She'll start the offense from the top. Looking to swing it right, now left. Now inside to Donahue, who is wide open. Beautiful feed by Avery Pierce to Maddie Donahue for the lay-in. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats up now 6-3. Thayer on a 6-0 run since Wages hit that three-pointer from the deep on the right side. She's got it now out top, fakes the three, gives it on the left side for Strain. Strain back out on top for McKenzie. Back to Strain on the left. Gainesville swing it cross court. Got it there to Donnelly. Donnelly holds it down near the corner. Now gets the Wages on the baseline. She wants to shuffle it inside, and the pass was not there. She keeps it, gives it outside, gets it back in the corner and around the horn to Strain on the left side. She'll fire a left-handed three. It's off the mark and a rebound taken by Maddie Curley. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the break. Curley pulls it up on the wing, feeds out to Avery Pierce, and now back to Curley. Curley to Pierce. Back to Curley on the left side wing. She'll dump it to the free throw line to Donahue. Bounces it down the corner to Wade for three. That one's off the mark, off the back rim. And the rebound off the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Gainesville Bulldog basketball with 5:07 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer up early by a score of 6-3. Gainesville brings it into the front court. That is a McKenzie with it. She'll back it out. Now lob it to Wages down in the corner for Donnelly for three. That's an air ball rebounded by Callie Johnson for Thayer. Callie takes it up the right side of the floor on the dribble drive. Now going all the way to bucket, lays it up off the window. It's good, and the foul. Callie Johnson with a good power move. Johnson with her first 2 points of the night. And with 4:46 to go, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it 8-3. We're in first quarter action here at the Thayer High School Gym. That was on number 11. That is Winrod. That'll be the second on Winrod, and Johnson hits the free throw. And a timeout called by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Thayer leads it 9-3 in the first quarter, 4:46 to go. We'll take a timeout, back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hey, we're back here at the Athair High School Gym. Lady Bobcats on a 9-0 run, and they lead at 9-3 with 4:46 to go here in the first quarter at the Athair High School Gym. Lady Bobcat basketball tonight on the Ecom Sports Network. By the way, I do want to mention the West Plains Zizzlers winners again today. They beat Branson in the Bolivar Tournament 50-48, a game that you heard over on 100.9 The Train a little bit earlier this evening. All right, here, the Athair Lady Bobcats again have run off 9 straight after being down 3-0. Gainesville coming out of that timeout with basketball. Number 15 is Aaron McKenzie, brings the ball up across the timeline. Feeds it to Wages, Shayla Wages, to get it back over to McKenzie. Now out on top to Donnelly. Donnelly dribbles twice, gives it back over to Wages. Wages looking to make a move. Feeds the ball in the corner. She is tied up, and the ball is a hell ball as Callie Johnson got tied up with number 31, Gracie Strain, and the arrow points to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer now for a chance at an 11-0 run, an opportunity to take command of this one early. Avery Pierce brings in the front court, feeds over to Curley. Curley back to Pierce. Now Curley's got it, back to Pierce. Looking inside, bounces it to Callie Johnson. She fires up the shot. No good in the paint. Rebound volleyed up and around. Johnson finally got it back and scores. Callie Johnson now with 5 points to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Wages going all the way to the bucket for Gainesville. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound taken by Johnson. Feeds out to Katie Wade. Katie bounces it down to Curley. Curley pulls up in the lane with a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up and in. Maddie Curley with her first field goal. She's got 4. And Thayer now on a 13-0 run. And that's without using the press. Gainesville with a basketball. Got on the right side. Now in the corner for McKenzie. McKenzie takes it outside, swings it on the left side for Donnelly. Donnelly looking to get the outlet done. She does to McKenzie. McKenzie worked the right side to Gracie Strain. Strain bounces it twice, feeds it out top to Wages. Now back to McKenzie in the corner. McKenzie will take it back out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Gainesville being very patient here. Down by 10 early. Lady Bulldogs got it back to Strain. And now McKenzie, and in the corner. And back out to McKenzie. Got a little crossover dribble, couldn't get open. Feeds the ball over to Donnelly. Donnelly back to McKenzie on the left side wing. Dribbles through the free throw circle and gives the ball up for Gracie Strain. Strain back out to Donnelly. They'd like to get the ball. And now they do. Number 23, Wages with it. Trying to find a shot, couldn't get open. She'll give it up back out front. Gainesville, very, very patient. Down by 10. They'll dump it inside here for Winrod. Turn, shoots, no good. And Katie Wade down with the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats on the break. Now Avery Pierce will take the pass, slow it down, feed it on the right side in the corner for Katie Wade. Wade will get it back out to Pierce. Now to Wade, working on the right side of the floor, dumping it to the high post. Tried to get it to Johnson. Ball's poked away by the defense. And here come the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. They bring it into the front court. Donnelly's got it on the left side wing. Looking for a dribble drive, couldn't get open. Gives in the corner to Wages. Now back outside to Donnelly. Donnelly will give it up to Strain way out near midcourt. Lady Bobcats are making. Oh, and there's going to be a foul on the Lady Bobcats. That's going to come against Maddie Donahue. Going to be called for a hold in the lane, and she was battling there with Deborah Winrod for position. So Donahue called for the foul. That's the first foul of the night called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Gainesville inbound the ball down under the bucket. They do to Donnelly. Donnelly dumping it inside. Now gets it right back at the top of the key. Looking to make a move. Moving off a screen. Now going with a little backdoor cut to McKenzie. Her pull-up jumper is no good. And Maddie Curley with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Curley up the left side. Takes it all the way down the corner. Gives it to Katie Wade for 3. That one is short. Rebound control. Ooh, Donahue had a shot at it, but it's taken away by Gracie Strain. Here comes Gainesville with 1.5 minutes to go. Gainesville scored the first bucket of the game. And now the 1:28 to go in the first quarter. They haven't scored another one. Here's a long three-point try up. It is no good. And the rebound taken by Callie Johnson. That's 3 boards for Callie already. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats Bring it in the front court with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Curley's got it on the left side wing. Curls to the bucket. Pulls up. 12-footer is no good, but she's fouled on the shot. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 11, I believe. That'll be Winrod. Nope, called it on 23. Shayla Wages. That'll be the first on Wages tonight. Third team foul on the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Maddie Curley is set to put the free throw up. First one is up and good. Maddie now 3 for 3 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. She's got 5 points. Kelly Johnson with 5 points and 4 for Maddie Donahue. Marissa Weber and Kaylee Garrison check into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Katie Wade and Maddie Donahue check out. And second free throw for Curley is good. 6 points for Curley. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 12 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Gainesville brings it in the front court. Got the strain on the right side wing. She'll kick it back outside and around the horn to Wages. Wages looking to make a move. Gets to the free throw line. Dumps it inside. Pass is deflected. And the loose ball picked up by Callie Johnson. Got it out to Garrison. Kaylee taking it all the way down to the right wing. Now backs it out. Thayer getting into the offense. Ball goes to Johnson. Over to Curley. First three-point try is good. Maddie Curley with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. 18-3. Thayer on an 18-0 run here in the first quarter. They lead it 18-3. Gainesville with it. Donnelly in the corner thought about the three. Didn't take it. That gives it out the strain. Back to Wages. Long three-point shot is an air ball. Rebounded by Donnelly. She throws it back up and in. Donnelly got one to go down. And that cuts the Thayer Lady Bobcat run at 18. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Maddie Curley brings the ball into the front court. Got it with four. Got rid of it to Garrison with one. And I don't think they're not aware of how much time's on the clock. And that's going to end our first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats 18. Gainesville Lady Bulldogs 5. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball on the original home of Lady Bobcat Basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, the Ecom Sports Network, brought to you by your Bobcat Booster. Good folks like Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at 18-5 after one quarter. Gainesville opened up second quarter with the basketball. Already into the offense, they get the ball down in the right corner to Mercedes Shaw. She'll give it out front to Strain. She'll hand off to McKenzie. McKenzie back out top to Shaw. Shaw, just a sophomore, she's a senior, played quite a bit in the JV game earlier, which was won by the Thayer Lady Bobcats, by the way. Gainesville continues to work it around the perimeter. On the right side, number 15, that is Erin McKenzie's got it. She takes it to the elbow, feeds the ball to the right side wing now for Donnelly. Donnelly over on the left side to Shaw. Shaw looking inside, nobody open. That'll give it right back to McKenzie. Wages, by the way, is off the court, getting a little rest for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. 7 minutes to go. Gainesville's had it for about a minute yet and hadn't even looked at the basket. Donnelly's got it outside, going to the free throw line to McKenzie. Looking to bounce it down inside. Lane was cut off. She'll give it back out to Donnelly. Her 18-footer is off the mark. No good. And Callie Johnson yanks down her fourth rebound of the night. Thayer Lady Bobcats running the floor. Garrison to Curley to the bucket. Count it off the window. Maddie Curley with 11 points already in the game. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it 20-5. Gainesville brings it up into the front court. They'll set against the Lady Bobcats zone defense here. Lady Bobcats with Weber, Garrison, Curley, Johnson, and Wade in the ballgame. Gainesville, again, working around the perimeter. Got the ball to McKenzie. She'll give it inside to Strain. Strain passes it off, and the shot is up. No good. And a foul on the rebound. And that'll go against number 10 of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Callie Johnson called for the foul. Will be her first of the night. Came on the rebound. Non-shooting foul. Gainesville will trigger it in. Got a player tying her shoe down there. Gives us an opportunity to say thanks to your Lady Bobcat boosters like the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains and Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts. Gainesville on the inbound. Going to have to hurry. Boo, they barely beat the 5 second. Oh, it was the 5 second. I thought it was getting awfully close. Well, Gainesville fails to get the ball in inside the 5 seconds. I tell you, these Thayer Lady Bobcats, if you saw them play early in the year and you saw them play now, it is like night and day. They're really playing well, really getting after it defensively. Here's Katie Wade on the left side, gives off to Garrison. Three-point shot is up and no good, and the rebound taken by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. So we're 2 minutes into the second quarter. Neither team has scored here. Thayer still leads it. Actually, Thayer did score two. I'm sorry, Maddie Curley on the shot in the lane. Gainesville has not scored in the quarter. They've got it. McKenzie dumps it inside for Shaw. Shaw looking for a shot, couldn't get it. Back outside to McKenzie, moves to the elbow, kicks it outside and around the horn to Donnelly. Donnelly gives it back out front to Strain. Strain goes right side to Shaw. Mercedes Shaw. She'll feed it back over to Donnelly. Hallie Donnelly will give it in the corner to Gracie Strain. Gracie throws one to the free throw line. Caught by Shaw. Curley jumps out on her. Can't get a shot away. Now has trouble with the handle. Gets it back and a pass in the lane. Stolen by Garrison. Here are the Lady Bobcats. They got Johnson down the floor. Got it to her for the lay-in. Thayer Lady Bobcats running the floor, and Callie Johnson got out in front of the defense and hit the layup. So with 5:11 to go in the first half, Thayer leads it now 22-5. Gainesville Lady Dogs work it down to Strain. Strain takes it down to the baseline, brings it back out, feeds to Donnelly, top of the key. Donnelly swings on the right side to McKenzie. Long shot is up, no good. And a rebound taken by Johnson again, her fifth. Got it out to Garrison. Garrison bounces it over to Curley. She goes up hard with a shot. Count it. And a foul. Maddie Curley, 13 points. And that was a beautiful pass from first from Garrison to Johnson, then Johnson to Curley for the bucket. And the foul is going to be on number 11. And that is Winrod. And that will be her third of the night. Avery Pierce checks back into the ballgame for Thayer. Katie Wade will go to the sideline. Maddie Donahue is back in. And number 32 checks in for Thayer. That is Natalie Price, the freshman. And Curley at the free throw line hits the free throw. Maddie is now 5 for 5 from the free throw line and has 14 points here in the first half. 25-5, Thayer by 20. Gainesville with it. Right side to Shaw. Shaw looking to drive the baseline. She's going to get fouled. It'll be on. Actually, it's not it's Kylie Price that's checked in, not Natalie. They're twins, by the way. And number 44 in there, Kylie Price, and she's going to be called for the foul. She cut off the player, that's Wages, and the inbound pass for Gainesville, stolen by Curley. She'll race down the floor and score the layup. Maddie Curley with 16 on the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it 27-5. Wages back in there for Gainesville. They'll bounce it to her at the elbow. Is it back outside? Now back to Wages on top. She has it taken away. Ball taken away by the defense. Maddie Curley's got it. Gives out to Avery Pierce. She spins away from the defense. Down to Curley for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Donahue. She'll give it back outside to Pierce. Avery fakes the three. Goes down to the baseline to Johnson. Johnson back to Pierce. Into the lane for Donahue. All the way to the bucket. And oh, the layup bounces out. Rebound gets on the floor. We got players everywhere. And it's picked up by Gainesville. So Gainesville with the basketball. Number 15, Aaron McKenzie will bring it into the front court. With 3:41 to go in the first half, Gainesville down by 22. And they scored the first 3 points of the game. Thayer has dominated since then. It's been the Lady Bobcat defense. Here's Shaw for Gainesville with a three-pointer out of the corner. And it's good. Bounces off the back of the rim straight up and straight back down. So Mercedes Shaw hits the three-pointer. And she's got her first bucket of the night off the bench for Gainesville. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it out top. They'll give it to Price. Kylie Price over to Avery Pierce. Bounces one down inside to Donahue. She goes up with a shot. It's no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul on number 13, Hallie Donnelly. Will be her first of the night. And team foul number five. Team foul number five on Gainesville. Fayers committed three in the first half. And Maddie Donahue going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one is good. Donahue really starting to get settled into playing the varsity ball. Substitution for Thayer, Maddie Curley, and her 16 points go out of the game. As Thayer will send in number 15, I believe it is. And second free throw for Donahue is no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by the Gainesville Lady Dogs. And now Shaw's going to get tied up by Donahue. And the hell ball will belong to the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. By the way, Katie Pounders has checked in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And it'll be Thayer basketball on the alternating possession rule. Avery Pierce looks in the lane. Nobody open. Got it out to Pounders. Pounders trying to get it back to Pierce. The ball is stolen by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. That is Shayla Wages. She'll bring it in the front court. Swing it on the right side to Strain. Strain now to McKenzie. Back out the Strain on top. They'll swing it around the horn. Got it down the left side. Wages there. Back outside to Donnelly for three. That one's good. Number 13. Hallie Donnelly with the three-pointer. And Gainesville's hit a pair of threes. And they're back to within 17. It is 28-11. There, Lady Bobcats with the lead. They'll get the ball into the paint to Donahue. Ducks under the defense, dribbles once, feeds it back outside to Pierce. She'll kick it out to Atkinson, who has checked in. Hadley bounces to Price. Price on the baseline, can't score. Rebound Donahue. Her putback is blocked by Donnelly. And the rebound controlled by Gainesville. So 2 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with a 17-point lead. They led by 22 a little bit ago. Gainesville's outscored them 6-1 with a pair of long ones. McKenzie's got it on the right side wing for Gainesville. Swings it out to Shaw, now around to Donnelly. Donnelly to Wages for a deep three, and that one bounces off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Pounders. Pounders pushing it up the floor. Ahead to the pack to Donahue, misses the layup off the left side, and rebound taken by Gainesville. Here come the Lady Dogs again. Minute 41 to go in the half. Out top is Strain. Got the ball down to Wages in the corner. She fires another three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by McKenzie. She goes up with it. Her shot is blocked, but a foul going to be whistled. That'll be on number 44, Kylie Price, for the freshman. Picks up her second. And going to the free throw line will be number 15, Aaron McKenzie, for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. McKenzie has not scored here in the first half. Now she does if she hits the free throw. And substitutions for Thayer, Callie Johnson and Marissa Weber check in. Price and Donahue go out. So Coach Cecil Meyer already using everybody on the bench tonight. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Donahue for Thayer. Donahue got it out to Avery Pierce. Avery running the floor, brings it into the front court. Swings it on the right side to Atkinson. Hadley right back to Pierce on the right. Pierce moves to a double team, gets rid of the ball to Johnson. She'll swing it down the corner to Atkinson. Hadley bounces it down to Donahue. Donahue, little curl shot in the lane is no good, but she was fouled on the drive. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. And the foul's on number 12 for Gainesville. Number 13, I'm sorry. Hallie Donnelly will be her second. And Donahue to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Maddie Donahue with 6 points now in the game. And she will shoot for her seventh here in the first half. It is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Weber. Weber got it over to Donahue down the left side of the lane. Misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. Here come the Lady Dogs. Number 15 with it. That is Aaron McKenzie. Brings the ball into the front court. Hands it off to Wages. Wages will shake and bake. Behind the back with a dribble. Kicks it around to the right side to Shaw. Shaw trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off by the defense. They'll kick it back out front. Now back to Strain on the wing. Good ball movement here by Gainesville. Strain going into the lane on the dribble drive. Oh, a little backdoor cut by Donnelly, and she misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Callie Johnson. And then Johnson's going to get fouled. Well, Callie Johnson with her sixth rebound of the night to go with her 7 points. And we'll walk down the other end, and Callie Johnson will go to the free throw line and shoot the one and one. Foul was on Hallie Donnelly. Will be her third of the night. And Coach Lane West is going to have to go to the bench for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. He brings in number 10, Lakin Suter, a freshman. And Thayer bringing Katie Wade back in the ballgame. And Maddie Donahue will check out. Nice first half for Donahue. 6 points and a couple of rebounds. And had a blocked shot while she was in there. Here's Callie Johnson. First of the 1-1 is good. Johnson, really good shooter. She's got 8 points on the night, and she is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Coming off of injury, was out for a while with a COVID, and just really kind of rounded in the shape for Coach Cecil Meyer. Second free throw is good. She's got 9 points in the game. Thayer leads it now 31-12 with 35 seconds to go. Gainesville swings it on the right side to Shaw. Shaw give it up outside. That is Suter. Suter back over to McKenzie on the right. Looks at the cutter in the lane, not open. Gives it to Shaw, trying to drive the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She give it back out to McKenzie. Thayer just flat getting after it defensively. McKenzie gets tied up. Going to have to hurry to get rid of it, and does to Shaw. She'll feed it out front to Strain. 13 seconds to go now in the half. Gainesville looks like they're going to hold for the final shot. Down by 19. Here's Wages. Wages fakes right, moves left, pulls up, baseline jumper. Off the mark, no good. Rebound gets on the floor and out of bounds, and that'll do it for the first half. Our score, 31-12. The Thayer Lady Bobcats dominating the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. It's halftime. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
And back here at the Thayer High School, everybody enjoying the music. Mr. Jason Andrews playing down there, your public address announcer. And they're enjoying a Thayer Lady Bobcat lead here, 31-12 at the half. And Thayer, after being down early 3-0, I mean, Gainesville came out, and Shayla Wages hit a deep three off the right side, and everybody kind of went, whoa, what are we in for tonight? And then Thayer went on an 18-0 run before Gainesville finally scored again, and Thayer led it 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. And the Lady Bobcats continued their domination. Gainesville did score 7 in the second quarter, but the Thayer Lady Bobcats scored 13, and they lead it by 19 here at the break. And again, it's been the Maddie Curley show for the most part tonight. Maddie was really a kind of a quiet 16 points in the first half. Callie Johnson's added 9, and Maddie Donahue has added 6. Nobody else has scored for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. For Gainesville, they're led by Hallie Donnelly. She's got 5 in the game. Nobody else with more than, well, 3 for Mercedes Shaw. And Shayla Wages with that 3, the first shot of the night, and she hasn't scored since. Anyway, so Thayer continues to dominate and looking really good here tonight. The defense has really stepped up. They're playing hard. And the offense has gotten so much better Kelly Johnson coming back and with Maddie Donahue really kind of settling in. And she's just a sophomore, and you could tell she was really nervous at the beginning of the year, but she had really settled in, and she's found out that she can play at the varsity level, and she is beginning to dominate with her size. when Fair Lady Bobcats take the floor. And the other players, too, all getting more comfortable in their roles. And Coach Dieselmeyer, he's got his team playing well. And, of course, this is the time you want to play well because we are just about 3 or 4 weeks away from district time. Fair Lady Bobcats just getting better and better every time they take the floor. Are you listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report? We'll come back, take a look at all your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
There are plenty of ways to sell your next home. The do-it-yourself way, the word-of-mouth way, the my friend of a friend is sort of an agent in her free time way, or there's the REMAX way, which comes with an experienced agent who has the tools it takes to go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at REMAX Real Estate Exchange. Call us today at 417-264-6161 to find out what our company can do for you and your property. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at the Thayer High School on the Ecom Sports Network and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a comfortable lead over the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. 31-12 is your score at the half. Thayer scoring 18 points in the first quarter. They scored 13 in the second. Take a look at the scoring for the Lady Bobcats. They're led by the All-State candidate, Maddie Curley. Maddie has added 16 to the scoreboard here tonight, so a little over a half of the Lady Bobcats offensive production. The other half coming from Callie Johnston, the junior, she has 9, and the sophomore, Maddie Donahue, she has 6. For the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs, now they've had 4 players score in the first half, led by Hallie Donnelly with 5, Mercedes Shaw with 3, 1 for Aaron McKenzie, and 3 for Shayla Wages. Again, you're listening to the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Halftime Report. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat Boosters, including Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, and Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer. Take another timeout. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime activities, including the tip-off to the or the second half, third quarter coming up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
I hope you enjoyed the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Here we go, second half of our game here from the Thayer High School Gym on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, the Ecom Sports Network. Gainesville opens up the second half with a basketball. Long shot is up and no good, and rebound taken by Thayer. Avery Pierce races up the court, gives off to Katie Wade. Katie down the right side of the lane, couldn't get a shot to fall. Rebound comes back to her, gives over to Maddie Curley for a shot. It's good. Just inside the three-point line. Maddie Curley now with 18 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Just underway here in the third quarter. Thayer dominating 33-12. Lady Bobcats have led by as many as 22 in the game. Gainesville with a basketball. Got on the right side now into the paint for Donnelly. Donnelly's short shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Donahue. Then she gets tied up. And the possession will belong to the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. And all those belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All right, so here we go. Thayer with the basketball up by 21 with 7:13 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats back to the starters. Matter of fact, both teams with the starters back out there. Curley for the Lady Bobcats has it outside. Feeds to Pierce. Pierce bounces it inside to Johnson. Now to Donahue and back out to Pierce. Pierce over to Curley. Maddox taking it to the right side of the floor on the dribble drive. Defended by Wages. Now gives it over to Pierce. She fakes a three from the wing. Takes it back out top of the key. Going to the high post to Donahue. She curls right across the lane. Lost the handle on the ball and is taken by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Nice play by Hallie Donnelly to get that steal. Gainesville with it. Got it to Wages. Wages, a little underhand scoop shot from about 10 feet away is no good. And Thayer controls the rebound. Lady Bobcats on the run. Curley pulls up on the wing. Feeds it out front to Pierce. And Thayer get into the half-court offense from there. Pierce with it out top. Bounces over to Curley on the left side. 6 minutes and change to go here in the third quarter. Thayer with it. Johnson outside. Nobody open. Thayer's gone to the high post with Donahue. Back over to Johnson on the left side down near the corner. Back out to Curley. Curley bounces it to Donahue at the high post. She turns. Gives out to Wade for three. Katie misses that one, but the rebound taken by Donahue. She turns to go to the bucket and gets tied up, and the possession arrow belongs to the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. So just under 6 minutes to go in the third. Thayer continues to lead it here 33-12. Gainesville has not scored in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Thayer with a bucket by Maddie Curley. Donahue had an opportunity, didn't score. Gainesville gets the ball to Wages at the high post. She'll feed it over to Strain. Back to Wages. Now on the left side to McKenzie. Down the corner, Donnelly for three. That one's good out of the left corner. Hallie Donnelly hits her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 8 points in the game for Gainesville. Leads the scoring for the Lady Dogs. You ever go to Gainesville, that gym, the dog pound over there, it's the loudest gym in southern Missouri. I'm not kidding you. Great place to play. Great place to play here, too. Thayer Lady Bobcat fans making some noise. Lady Bobcats with the ball in a half-court set. Got it to Johnson. Johnson over to Curley. Dumped it down inside to Donahue. Donahue turns to go to the bucket and gets fouled. And that'll be on number 13. Yep, number 13. That is Donnelly. And that is Hallie Donnelly's fourth foul for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Maddie Donahue being aggressive. They got the ball down the low blocks. She turned to go to the bucket. Donnelly fouled it. And Donahue at the free throw line hits the free throw. And Maddie now with 7 points in the game. And here is Shaw, Mercedes Shaw, into the game in place of Donnelly for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. And the Lady Bobcat lead is now 34-15. And another one is up and good. Donahue is now 4-for-4 from the free throw line and has got 8 points in the game. And Thayer leads it by an even 20, 35-15. Gainesville with it out top. Got it to Shaw on the right side wing. She'll hold it there. Feed it and around the horn to McKenzie. Erin McKenzie, she'll feed it back to the top of the key for Mercedes Shaw. And Gainesville wants a timeout. 35-15, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 20-point lead. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
Well, get a little breaking sports news for you here during the ball game. We're just getting reports that the St. Louis Cardinals have re-signed Adam Wainwright to a one-year deal. So, Cardinal fans, Adam Wainwright has now signed a one-year deal to return to the St. Louis Cardinals. How about that? All right, Gainesville Lady Bulldogs, they've been confused by this Thayer Lady Bobcat defense all night long. They've only scored 15 points. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gainesville came in with a record of 12-7. Thayer Lady Bobcats 4-6. Thayer dominated this game. They lead it by 20. Gainesville continues to work around the perimeter of the defense. Lady Dogs get it over to Wages. Wages now all the way around the horn into the right corner to Shaw. Mercedes Shaw gives it back out to Erin McKenzie. She'll go top of the key to Strain. Strain on the left side to Wages. Wages looking to make a dribble drive. Gets to the free throw line. The Lady Bobcats cut her out there. Give it back out to Strain. Now right side. And down in low for Winrod. Couldn't get a shot. Gives it out to Strain for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. There's a scramble for it. We get a held ball. We got Maddie Donahue and Callie Johnson for Thayer down on the floor. And he had Shaw and Winrod down on the floor for Gainesville. Substitution now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kaylee Garrison checks into the ball game. Another one of the Lady Bobcats that missed the first half of the season due to injury coming back from an ACL tear. She is back out there now and makes a difference. A little instant energy when she takes the floor. She got it now. Dribble drives into the lane, has the ball poked away, gets it back to Curley. Curley drives, puts up a short jumper, no good, and a rebound taken by Winrod for Gainesville. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Chance to get back to, well, within 18 with a bucket on this trip down the floor. We've got just over 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lady Bulldogs swing it over to Wages on the left side, goes down to the baseline, pulls up with a jumper, no good. Good-looking shot, but it wouldn't drop. Rebound Gainesville, shot by Donley, is blocked. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the rebound. That is Callie Johnson, rebound number 7. Got it down the left corner to Curley. Fakes the three, weaves her way down in the lane, gives it off to Johnson. Her shot is up. She's fouled. She'll go the line and shoot two more free throws. Good ball movement on the interior by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And that's the difference it makes when you get Callie Johnson back in the lineup. Foul was on number 3. That is Mercedes Shaw, will be her first. And the first of two free throws for Callie Johnson is up and good. Johnson now in double figures with 10. And I don't want to jinx her, but she's now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Fair Lady Bobcats have made a bunch of free throws tonight. They've only missed one. Second was up for Johnson and good. And she's now with 11 points. So two Thayer Lady Bobcats in double figures. Only three Lady Bobcats have scored tonight, but they've scored 37 points. They've only given up 15. Gainesville working around the horn, trying to climb a little closer, down by 22 here with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Gainesville not getting in a big rush, just kind of patiently swinging it around the outside. McKenzie's got it, gives it on the left side. Out top of the key and down to the left for Wages. Wages back outside to McKenzie. McKenzie bounces at one, goes back to Wages. Wages trying to lob it in the middle. Got it in there to Winrod, and she scores. That was a nice pass from Wages to Winrod, who made a hard catch and then put it up gently off the window for the 2 points. Thayer with the ball back on the other end. Donahue swings around to Curley. Good ball movement down to Garrison in the corner. Fires a three, no good. Rebound Johnson. That is her eighth of the night, and she misses the put back, and Gainesville clears the boards. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Got the Wages on the wing. Out top now to McKenzie, into the lane. Dumps it down to Winrod. She misses the shot. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Garrison. Gives it out to Curley. Curley running the floor, shoots it off the glass, no good. Good defense by Gainesville to get back on the break. and bother the shot. Gainesville coming the other way, and Thayer with a steal. Garrison races down the floor, bounces it to Curley. Her shot is blocked, but Curley runs down the rebound in the corner. Got it down inside to Donahue, throws it up. No, but she's fouled. That'll be on number 15, Aaron McKenzie. And Maddie Donahue going to the free throw line. McKenzie called for the foul, will be her first of the night. And Maddie Donahue trying to get into double figures. If she gets both free throws, she'll be there. And she scores. Maddie Donahue. One, two, three, four, five straight free throws for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, including three in this quarter. Looking for a fourth, and that one is no good. But Johnson with her ninth rebound, couldn't follow it in, and gets another one. That's 10 rebounds for Johnson. Got it over to Katie Wade, who misses a short jumper. Rebound gets on the floor. We got a hell ball, and the possession belongs to the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Dogs making a substitution here. Number 21 checks into the game. That is Sarah Hossman, a freshman. And didn't see who checked out. We'll try and find out here in a moment. So the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs with the basketball down by 21. It's 38-17. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer with it. Gainesville with it. Almost a steal by Callie Johnson. Kaylee Garrison. I got Kaylee and Callie. Got Gainesville working around the offensive perimeter. Got it to the elbow for McKenzie. She'll dump it back outside, and we get a whistle and a three-second call on the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Here's Marissa Weber checking into the game. And Maddie Donahue will check out with her 9 points. So a double-double tonight for Callie Johnson. She has scored 11 points and has 10 rebounds. And we're still in the third quarter, down under a minute to go. Thayer with the ball, Curley with it out front. Brings it on the right side to Garrison. Kaylee, long lob pass. Good idea, but there was Gainesville defensively to knock it away from Johnson. They pick up the loose ball. Well, Garrison telegraphed the pass just a little, and Gainesville was quick enough to get there. They get the ball down the left corner on the offensive end. Now outside to Strain on the wing, looking for the cutter in the lane. That is McKenzie. She's got it wide open at the free throw line. Now turns, shoots, and scores. First field goal of the night for Aaron McKenzie. And with 20 seconds to go, Thayer will bring it into the front court. Garrison's got it out on the wing, out on the top. Gives it to Wade for three. That one bounces high off the back rim. It's no good. The rebound to Gainesville, and the Lady Dogs making a little mini run here. Got it down to Shaw. Shaw off to McKenzie. McKenzie trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut her off, and Gainesville will not get a shot away. That's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 38-19. Thayer Lady Bobcats continue to dominate this one over the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home, by yourself, all online, or the RE/MAX way with me, Tia Morris, your RE/MAX agent. I have the tools like automated alerts, speedy responses, and neighborhood knowledge. Whether it's land or your dream home you're searching for, give me a call today at 417-264-6161 to start your property search. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, back at the Thayer High School gym, ready for the fourth quarter of our game as the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 19-point lead after three quarters. 38-19 is our score. Kaylee Garrison with the ball for the Lady Bobcats off the inbound. Feeds it to Johnson. Goes to the far side to Atkinson on the left side wing. Hadley's pass out front deflected but run down by Callie Johnson. Back over to Atkinson. Hadley moves toward the lane. Now pulls up the dribble. Feeds it back out to Johnson. Right side Curley. Curley wide open for the three. Doesn't take it. Little dribble drive and brings it back outside to Garrison. Thayer, they can afford to run a little clock here. Here to give in the middle for Weber. Weber tries to feed it down low to Curley. She couldn't hang on. He goes out of bounds. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats turn it over. But they ran 30 seconds off the clock. And with a 19-point lead into the fourth quarter, kind of what you want to do. Gainesville with the ball. They feed it left side. Almost stolen by Garrison. There's a scramble for the ball picked up by Strain. strain for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. She'll give it off to Donnelly. Donnelly will bring it back out top. Donnelly leads Gainesville in scoring with 8 points. She gives the ball out to Wages. Wages draws the double team. She'll feed a long pass across court to Donnelly. Donnelly trying to make a move toward the bucket. Now gives it to McKenzie, cutting down the middle of the lane. She misses a shot and a rebound. We're going to have a foul. We got to travel. No, it's a travel. Maddie Donahue, or no, it was Weber. I'm sorry. Weber had a hand on the rebound, but couldn't keep her balance. And Gainesville will get it on the play. Gainesville inbounds under the bucket. They'll bring it out front to Donnelly. Donnelly trying to get away from the defense. Feeds it over to number 23, Shayla Wages. And Wages is going to be fouled. Nope. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. No, they do call a foul. Callie Johnson. Callie Johnson trying to cut her off on the baseline. Callie picks up her second foul. That is the first team foul against Thayer here in the second half. Gainesville inbounds the ball down under the bucket. Got out to Donnelly. She'll take it between the circles. Feed over to McKenzie. Baseline now to number 31, Strain. Didn't even look at the bucket. Down by 19. Somebody's got to be looking to shoot the ball here. Donnelly for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Hadley Atkinson brings it out for Thayer. Pulls up in the backcourt. Gives the ball to Callie Johnson. Johnson to the top of the key. Right side to Atkinson. Atkinson looking to drive. Kicks it back to Johnson at the free throw line. Jumper is up. No good. And the rebound taken by the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Nice rebound there by Deborah Winrod. She pushes up the floor to Wages. Shayla Wages. A little shake and bake. And here's a pass stolen by Curley. Maddie Curley, the one-on-one move. Taking it to the rack. Lays it up off the right side. Too hard off the window. And it bounces out. Gainesville with rebound coming the other way. Wages, nice move all the way. The bucket around the defense for the lay-in. That was a good play by both players, the defender and the offensive player. She got around you, let her score the bucket. Don't commit the foul. Thayer with it in the offensive end. Curley for three. This one's off the front iron. No good. And rebound taken by Gainesville again. Come the Lady Bulldogs down by 17. Wages up the floor. Oh, she dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Oh, Wages, Shayla Wages. Had an opportunity for a break, and here's Thayer going to get Maddie Donahue in the game. Also, Kylie Price will check in. Weber and Callie Johnson will sit for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer bringing it in the front court here. Got it to Garrison. Garrison brings it back outside to Atkinson. Now back to Garrison. Garrison, long pass, goes over to Maddie Donahue out on the wing, out around the three-point line. Now Maddie putting it on the floor, going to the bucket all the way, the basket, and score. Maddie Donahue now with 11 points. Three Lady Bobcats in double figures. And they scored 40 in the game. Lead it again by 19. Here's Wages with a three-point try for Gainesville. No good. Rebound, Hadley Atkinson. Out to Kaylee Garrison. She races up the right side. Long pass to Curley on the left side wing. Nice catch just to maintain control of that ball. Curley gives it back out to Atkinson. Now to Curley. Curley in the lane. 12-footers. Good. Maddie Curley's got 20. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it again by 21 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And Gainesville trying to lob the ball down inside to Winrod. He goes over ahead and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 4.5 minutes to go. Our game tonight brought to you in part by the Pizza Inn in Thayer. Boy, how about a pizza? Doesn't that sound good? Make mine one of those meat lovers pizzas. Ooh, boy. Also, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Here's Curley for Thayer into the lane. Pull-up jumpers. Good. Maddie Curley continues to dominate. She's got 22. She has outscored Gainesville by herself. Take all the other Lady Bobcat points off the board, and Thayer's ahead 22-21 just on Maddie Curley's points. Gainesville lobbing it down inside. Got it to Winrod, who lays it up and in. Deborah Winrod, her second bucket of the night. And back to a 21-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead, 44-23. Thayer on the offensive side, got to Atkinson, outside down to Garrison. Garrison goes to Curley, kicks it back out to Atkinson, the three-point line on the right side. Thayer playing a little triangle now, got it to Curley at the free throw line, makes a fake, goes to the bucket, no good. Price with a rebound, she gets fouled, going back up with it. And she's going to go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 13, that's Donnelly, and Donnelly is fouled out of the game. Donnelly fouls out for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. That is her fifth of the game. So Donnelly fouls out with 8 points and is the leading scorer so far for Gainesville. Checking in for her, number 14, Emery Warden, a freshman. And freshman shooting free throws for Thayer. That is Price. And the first one is good. Kylie Price with the bucket. And Thayer getting subs back in the game again. We get number 22 checking in. That is Madison Neldon. And we also have Katie Pounders checking in. Second free throw for Price is good. So Kylie Price getting in on the scoring action here. Thayer up by 23 with 3:40 to go in the basketball game. Thayer back in that zone defense. Gainesville working around the perimeter. They lob it down inside to Winrod. She scores. Winrod, that's two straight buckets for her on that lob pass. Down inside, Thayer didn't have anybody there to combat it. Pounders brings the ball in front court for Thayer. Her pass is deflected, and Wages has got it. And then a foul going to be called on Maddie Donahue coming the other way. Donahue picks up her second foul of the night. Non-shooting foul, just a second team foul against Thayer. And the Lady Bulldogs from Gainesville, Missouri, over in the heart of Ozark County. They bring it inbounds, got the ball to Wages. Wages penetrating into the lane. It's going to be fouled by Neldon. Number 22, Madison Neldon, call for the foul. Will be her first. Third team foul against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No starters on the floor for Coach Cecil Meyer and his Lady Bobcats right now. Gainesville, they got their starters in there. Here's Price lobbing it down to Winrod. She couldn't hang on, but Gainesville comes out with the ball. Now a pass stolen by Pounders. Pounders running the floor to the free throw line, steps into the lane, kicks it back outside to Garrison, and back out to Pounders. Pounders going to the high post to Donahue. Donahue down the right side of the lane, travel with it. Yep, she was going to go up for the bucket. Saw a defender there. She kicked it back outside. More substitutions for Thayer. Donahue and Price will check out. We've got Haven checking into the ball game. And see, also into the game for the Lady Bobcats, number 40, that is Figgins. And number 32, that is Natalie Price. So Natalie in for Kylie. And now Coach Meyer has cleaned the bench for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:47 to go in the game. Thayer up by 21. Gainesville with the ball. Here is Shayla Wages. It's a three-pointer. Her second one of the night. And she'd got 8 points in the ball game, tied for the game high for the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. Thayer with the ball. Haven got it into the front court. Stops at the top of the key. They'll feed it down inside now to Figgins. Over to Haven for the short jumper. It's no good. Rebound taken by Gainesville. Now Figgins takes it away. She can't score. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. And the Lady Dogs are going to get a foul here on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 22 called for the foul. That is Neldon. First foul of the night for Neldon. And Gainesville will bring it in with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Looks like Thayer Lady Bobcats to go to 5-6 on the year. Gainesville going to drop to 12-8. 2 minutes to go. Gainesville down by 19. Lady Bulldogs with the ball. They feed it out front for Wages. Wages back over to Erin McKenzie. She'll dump it down to Winrod. Winrod working against defense. Her shot is blocked by Figgins, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Gainesville Lady Bulldog ball with a minute 55 to go in the game. Hey, thanks to some more of our Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight, including Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Gainesville on the inbound, got the strain. Down to Wages in the corner. That's another three, no good. Rebound, Winrod puts it up, no good. Gets it back, and we're going to get a foul called on the floor on the rebound against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul's on number 14. That is Jaylee Haven. Will be her first foul of the night. Gainesville inbounds it to McKenzie. Down in the corner to Wages. Lady Bobcats jump out on her defensively. She can flat out shoot it. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be deflected by Figgins for Thayer, but she's going to be called for the foul. So Naomi Figgins called for the foul. Will be her first of the night. And Gainesville will inbound it again with a minute 35 to go. Lady Dawson looking in the middle. Nobody open. They'll bring it way out front. Got it there to Strain. Strain right side down in the corner to Wages. Wages moves off the screen, couldn't get a shot away. Now they'll lob it down to Winrod. Winrod outside to McKenzie. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound Gainesville. We're going to get a held ball as Figgins reached in. Trying to take it away from number 14, Emery Warden. And the held ball will belong to the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs with a minute 22 to go in the game. Thayer up 46-27. Gainesville with it. McKenzie swings it over on the left side to Strain. Strain back out to McKenzie. Erin McKenzie, she'll feed it to Wages. Wage is looking to get open for a shot to the elbow. Lady Bobcats, good defense there to stop her. She gives it up, gets it right back in the free throw line, puts it up, and it's good. The rebound, or the free throw jumper for Wages, and she's got 10 points to lead Gainesville tonight. Lady Bobcats with a basketball. Haven with it in the front court. Got out the pounders between the circles. 50 seconds to go in the game. They are lobbing it into Figgins. Figgins kicked it outside to Pounders. Now over to Neldon. Neldon off to Price. She'll go up with a shot too hard off the backboard. No good. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. We're down to 38 seconds to play in the game. Gainesville bring it into the front court. There, Lady Bobcats going to win this one as the clock runs down. Under 30 seconds to go. Gainesville working it to Aaron McKenzie. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Price for Thayer. And Madeline will bring it up into the front court on the left-hand dribble. Takes it on the wing. Now gets fouled as she comes into the front court. And that'll be a foul on Wages. Shayla Wages called for her second of the night. Non-shooting foul, just the 15 foul against Gainesville. Thayer inbounds it with 16 seconds left in the ballgame. Got it over. Out to the free throw line to Price. Turnaround jumper is up and no good. Rebound, Gainesville Lady Bulldogs. And the Lady Dogs will bring it up the floor. Wages with 5 seconds. Going to the baseline with two. Throws up a shot, no good. Figgins with a rebound. There's the buzzer. Our final score, 46-29. The Thayer Lady Bobcats hold off the Gainesville Lady Bulldogs here tonight at the Thayer High School Gym. And boy, the Lady Bobcats, I can't say this enough. They continue to get better and better every time we see them. Again, Thayer with the win, 46-29 over the Kabul Lady Bulldogs. We'll come back and wrap things up. Our postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains. Well, stay with us. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.